This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. Witnesses report gunfire at a military camp outside Mali's capital in what a local embassy described as a possible mutiny against President Ibrahim Aboubakar Keita. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service says gunshots were heard Tuesday about 15 kilometers northwest of Bamako. A group of soldiers were later seen headed toward the capital. VOA's Bambara service reports that the president of Mali's National Assembly and the head of the National Guard have been arrested. Opposition supporters have held several large protests in recent months calling for President Keita's resignation. Clashes between security forces and protesters in July killed at least 11 people. It's a convention like no other. No crowds, no fanfare, no noisemakers. A virtual democratic convention, and it opened up last night after the coronavirus pandemic forced the party to overhaul the convention. With more, Mike Gracia from Associated Press.
All for Unity themed the opening night of the Democratic National Convention.
It holds second place to my responsibility to my country.
Senator Bernie Sanders, who ran unsuccessfully for the Democratic nomination again this year.
We need Joe Biden as our next president.
The final speaker of the night was former First Lady Michelle Obama.
If you think things cannot possibly get worse, trust me, they can and they will if we don't make a change in this election.
The convention continues nightly through Thursday. I'm Mike Gracia.
The president will be formally nominated for his second term at next week's Republican National Convention, which also has been scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. For more on the campaign and the conventions, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.